Naval Ravikant stands apart in Silicon Valley, not just as a successful entrepreneur and investor, but as a modern philosopher whose insights on wealth, happiness, and meaning have earned him cult-like devotion. His wisdom, collected in The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, offers a refreshing departure from conventional success literature. What makes Naval's perspective so compelling is its rare combination of practical wealth-building strategies and profound philosophical insights. Unlike most business gurus who focus solely on tactics, Naval connects financial success to deeper questions of happiness and meaning. His approach isn't about quick fixes, but about fundamental principles that transform how we approach work, relationships, and personal growth. True wealth isn't about having money. It's about owning assets that generate income without your active involvement. This distinction between being rich, having money, and being wealthy, having money-making assets, forms the foundation of Naval's wealth philosophy. The path to wealth requires developing specific knowledge, expertise that can't be outsourced or automated. This often emerges from authentic curiosity rather than academic study. When you pursue what genuinely fascinates you, you develop unique insights. Modern wealth creation leverages code, media, and capital, tools that amplify your impact without proportional time investment. Today's most powerful leverage comes from products with zero marginal cost of replication, like software serving millions of users or content reaching global audiences without additional effort. The ultimate goal is getting paid for your judgment rather than your time. Warren Buffett exemplifies this, compensated for his exceptional decision-making ability, not hours worked. Combining specific knowledge with modern leverage makes your judgment incredibly valuable, freeing you from the time-for-money trap. Wealth creation requires playing infinite games with the right partners. Compounding extends beyond money to relationships, knowledge, and reputation. Trust built over years creates opportunities that can't be purchased or rushed. Deep relationships simplify business by replacing complex contracts with trust. When choosing partners, focus on consistent ethical behavior rather than stated intentions. Actions reveal character more reliably than words. With sufficient leverage, judgment becomes your most valuable asset. The ability to make consistently good decisions compounds over time. This requires seeing reality clearly, without ego distortions that make us defend positions rather than seek truth. Wisdom comes from shedding these identities and validating beliefs from first principles. Decision-making improves when you prioritize long-term outcomes over immediate gratification. By questioning automatic reactions and biases, your decisions become clearer and more impactful. Building a collection of mental models from disciplines like evolution, economics, and complexity theory provides frameworks that simplify decision-making across domains. While wealth creation occupies much of our attention, happiness deserves equal focus. Happiness isn't automatic. It's a skill developed through practice, like fitness or nutrition. The fundamental insight is that happiness comes not from external validation, but from internal acceptance and reducing desires. Our minds constantly pull us into the past or future, missing the present moment. This fixation destroys happiness, making presence a rare luxury. Overcoming this tendency requires eliminating distractions and practicing mindfulness, finding enlightenment in the space between thoughts. Every desire creates a contract with yourself to remain unhappy until fulfilled. This creates an illusion that external achievements will bring lasting satisfaction. Recognizing this pattern allows you to choose desires wisely, avoiding the trap of endless wanting. Success, defined by external standards, often fails to deliver happiness. True contentment emerges from internal satisfaction, not material achievements. The journey involves recognizing hedonic adaptation, how we quickly return to baseline happiness after achievements, and shifting goals toward internal growth. As Naval observes, happiness is the absence of desire. When you're no longer worried about satisfying your desires, you can just be. Physical health forms the foundation for mental clarity and emotional stability. Modern life has disconnected us from natural living patterns, promoting processed foods and sedentary behaviors. Returning to natural patterns, eating whole foods, spending time outdoors, and maintaining consistent sleep schedules strengthens immunity and reduces stress. Regular, intense exercise extends beyond physical benefits to enhance mental clarity and self-discipline. When health becomes the priority, other aspects of life align to support this commitment. The discipline required for consistent exercise creates positive spillover effects, teaching valuable lessons about perseverance and discomfort tolerance. Meditation bridges the conscious and subconscious mind, offering a practical tool for emotional regulation. While emotions serve evolutionary purposes, they can lead to reactive behavior. Regular practice develops the observer's perspective, allowing for more thoughtful responses to emotional triggers. Breath control serves as a unique gateway to self-mastery, being both voluntarily controlled and autonomically regulated. This makes it an ideal meditation focus point for influencing the nervous system. With consistent practice, meditation evolves from a daily task into a fundamental tool for maintaining emotional equilibrium and mental clarity. True freedom extends beyond financial independence to liberation from mental and emotional constraints. It involves recognizing our desires, making conscious choices rather than reactive decisions, and evolving from freedom to acquire toward freedom from attachments. Liberation begins by breaking free from external expectations that manifest as self-criticism. Society's pressures create invisible chains restricting authentic living. True courage means valuing your time and self-directed happiness above superficial obligations. Financial freedom provides a foundation for broader autonomy. Living beneath your means, maintaining a lifestyle requiring less than you earn, creates freedom that eludes those who expand expenses for status. This approach focuses on strategic choices that preserve options and reduce stress. Mental freedom requires breaking free from constant internal dialogue. Your mind should function as a useful tool rather than an oppressive master. Practices like meditation help quiet mental chatter about future anxieties or past regrets. Self-awareness is an infinite journey, with the ultimate challenge being presence amid life's competing demands. Life's deepest meaning emerges where wealth meets wisdom, where financial freedom intersects with philosophical insight. This integration requires balance, pursuing wealth without sacrificing health or relationships, and seeking happiness alongside purpose. It means building systems rather than chasing goals, focusing on habits that compound over time. The modern world offers unprecedented opportunities for creating both wealth and happiness. Technology provides leverage previous generations couldn't imagine, while ancient wisdom remains accessible for navigating human challenges. This combination, leveraging technology while honoring timeless principles, creates a powerful approach to living. Naval's philosophy points toward a life of conscious choice rather than default patterns. By understanding how wealth works, how happiness is cultivated, and how freedom emerges from both, we gain agency over our experience. This transforms us from passive recipients of circumstance to active architects of our lives. The journey isn't about reaching a destination, but about continuous evolution, becoming more aware, intentional, and aligned with our values. In this process, we discover that ultimate wealth is measured in moments of genuine presence, connection, and meaning. As Naval reminds us, the purpose of life is not to be happy, it's to learn, to grow, and to contribute.